CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found in either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 20th of July 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB launches GB70RS awards to celebrate 70 years of GB2RS. New volunteer RSGB STEM champion announced. Visit the RSGB National Radio Centre during the summer months. The RSGB's weekly news broadcast, GB2RS, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. To mark the occasion, the Society is inviting you to collect awards for listening and logging GB2RS news broadcasts between Friday the 1st of August and Tuesday the 30th of September. There are four categories, including a basic listener award and regular listener award. Full details of the programme, the rules on how to apply for your certificate, are available by searching GB70RS at qrz.com. To read about the awards and wider celebrations that are taking place for the 70th anniversary of GB2RS, go to rsgb.org/gbfigures70rs. RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, has appointed Ian Stevenson, G3YNU, as the volunteer RSGB STEM champion. This new role fits with the RSGB's strategy to bring amateur radio to new audiences and to highlight the link between amateur radio and science, technology, engineering and maths. Ian brings a wealth of experience to his role, having been a mathematics teacher for 10 years, with a further 23 years in higher education as a senior lecturer in ICT and education. Ian also played a pivotal role in establishing the RSGB School Links project, which introduced classroom activities that connect amateur radio with the school curricula. The project was established following Tim Peake's Principium movement to the International Space Station, which included 10 UK ARIS school contacts during his time in space. In his new RSGB role, Ian is enthusiastic about fostering close ties with STEM organisations and STEM ambassadors across the UK, including those already engaged with the RSGB. We'd like to contact Ian to share suggestions that may enhance the RSGB STEM outreach programme. You can contact him via stem.champion@rsgb.org.uk. If you're looking for an activity to keep the children busy during the summer months, why not plan to visit the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park? The knowledgeable and welcoming volunteers will be on hand to give an introduction to radio technology, how it works and why it's still relevant today. There are interactive displays as well as the opportunity to get a certificate for sending your name in Morse code. There'll also be three more of the successful spy transmitter events during the summer to keep an eye on the Bletchley Park website and the RSGB comms channels if you'd like to take part. Start planning your visit by going to rsgb.org/nrc. Don't forget that as a member benefit, RSGB members can visit the world-famous Bletchley Park estate, including the RSGB National Radio Centre, for free. Download your voucher by going to rsgb.org/bpvoucher. Did you know that the Radio Communications Federation offers funding to young people who need help with the foundation licence exam fee? They need to be under the age of 21 and in full-time education. If you know someone who may be eligible, please spread the word and promote this programme. To find out more and to submit an application, go to commsfoundation.co.uk and select RCF Grants from the submenu. This year marked the centenary of the unique mechanical Alexanderson alternator transmitter at Grimeton near Varberg in Sweden. GB2RS newsreader and NRC volunteer Brian Hardy, G4BIP, travelled to Sweden for a special 70th birthday trip with his partner Hillary, G7SOI. On the 2nd of July, they were able to watch SAQ being operated on a frequency of 17.2 Hz as part of the celebration. Brian was even allowed to key up the station in advance of the formal transmission and send some test messages. Despite SAQ having a power output of 80 kilowatts, nobody came back to his CQ call. However, it was a big tick in his bucket list. The station is usually fired up twice a year and is well worth a visit. You can discover much more, including a fascinating YouTube video of the centenary event via alexander.n.se. The UK 6-metre Group's AGM will be held via Zoom on Sunday the 27th of July 2025 at 1700 UTC. The AGM will include receiving the Group's financial report, presentation of officers' reports and election, more information about the Group, visit uksmg.org. Don't forget that 145 Alive is taking place today from 12 to 3 p.m. According to the organisers, there will be 47 individual nets on the air from diverse high points all over the UK and Ireland, with over 1,000 participants. To take part, all you need to do is to call into a local net and make contact with others on the 2-metre band. You can find out more on the 145 Alive Facebook page. Otherwise, you can email 145aliveuk@gmail.com. Rallies and events now. Berison Tedman's radio rally takes place today, the 20th, at Tower Museum, IP327QB. Doors open 7 a.m. for traders and at 9:30 a.m. for visitors. Refreshments are available from the museum's cafeteria. Admission for visitors and car booters is £3, £10 for traders. More details, secretary@besears.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Radio Rally takes place today, the 20th, at the Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Doors open from 10 a.m. Admission costs £3. This is an indoor event and ample free parking is available. For more information, phone Steve M5ZZZ on 0777 699069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Wiltshire Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 27th of July at Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington Langley, Langley SN155NJ. Doors open for traders 7 a.m, 9 a.m. for visitors. Refreshments will be available on site. You can find out more by visiting chippenhamradio.club. Special event news. Special event station DL0SOP is active on the 31st of July for the 67th edition of the Sea of Peace Award. More details about the award via tinyurl.com/Sea of Peace, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, and EQSL. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of Singapore becoming an independent republic on the 9th of August 1965, Singapore Amateur Radio Transmitting Society's members are allowed to replace their normal prefix 9 Victor 1 with a special prefix Sugar 60 until the 9th of August. So if you want to put some S60 calls in your log, this is the time to do it. TX News, Michael VE2XP is active as TF stroke call sign from Olafvik in Ireland, EU021, until the 25th of July. He's operating CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Michael's home call. IP1X team will be active from Gallinara Island, which is EU083. On the 26th and 27th of July, the team will operate CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS, Father Bureau, or directly to IU1JCZ. More information, qrz.com. On now to the contest news. Today the 20th, the RSGB International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. CW on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, the exchanger signal report, serial number and transmitter power. On Tuesday the 22nd, the RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 24th, the RSGB 80 metre club championship data contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, RITI and PSK 63 on the 80 metre band. Exchanger signal report, serial number. RSGB IOTA contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th, ends 1200 UTC on Sunday the 27th of July. Using CW and SSB 8 to 10 meter bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and IOTA reference. And Sunday the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. And now for the radio propagation report. Space weather, they write, has been a bit like our terrestrial weather this week. We've had sunspots, some C-class solar flares, some coronal mass ejections and a large coronal hole. Unsettled, you could say. Luckily, the coronal mass ejections were not Earth-directed, but the KP index did rise to 5 on the 15th of July and again late on the 16th of July. The large coronal hole, which may have been responsible, is well south of the Sun's surface and should rotate out of Earth's view by the beginning of the coming week. Meanwhile, the Sun appears to have woken up spot-wise, it says here, with 11 groups on the 17th of July, four of which are classed as growing, whilst two are stable and three are declining. Two groups are unclassified at this time. This resulted in an increase in the solar flux index to 152 on Thursday the 17th. Overall, this means quite reasonable HF conditions considering the time of year. Recent DX spotted includes the JW0V de expedition to Svalbard on both SSB and FT8 and C93RRC in Mozambique on the 17 metres CW plus 30, 20 and 10 metres FT8. Conditions have been up and down, daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre path reaching 28 megs at times, but then quickly declining to 18 or 19 megs 10 minutes later. All we can advise is to keep listening. Nighttime MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path have generally been exceeding 10 megs and occasionally reaching 14 megs. We may start to see nighttime 14 megs openings tailing off as we head into late July. Next week, NOAA is a little pessimistic with a predicted solar flux index in the range of 118 to 130. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions with a possible KP of 4 are forecast for Tuesday, the 22nd of July. Now for the VHF and up propagation news. They write, the unsettled weather over this weekend will continue through the first part of the coming week. Some of the rain will be heavy, possibly thundery, so there's a good chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz band. After midweek, the pattern may change enough for a weak ridge of high pressure to build close to the UK, and this may offer some tropo. It may not be strong enough for it to persist through the warmth of a July day, thus most places will have better tropo prospects overnight. The solar conditions have recently fired off a steady stream of aurora alerts, and we should probably expect similar this coming week. Meteor scatter is often on people's minds during the late summer, since we have two showers towards the end of the month, and of course next month's Perseids. This month, both the Delta Aquarid and the Alpha Cornicornids peak around the 30th of July, but we're already in the broad spread of dates for activity. Spreadiki is still happening on most days somewhere in Europe, but even UK stations can expect regular FT8 activity and a fair chance of CW or SSB paths for stronger events. Last Wednesday, saw another early afternoon opening to the USA. These stronger events need a low KP index below 3 and some jet stream activity to generate turbulence that can spread upwards to the E region. In the coming week, we will certainly have some jet stream activity, so it should be worth monitoring your favourite beacons for activity. In fact, it's always helpful to have a list of favourite beacons at the ready to cover a range of directions. For example, one in Finland, Poland, Hungary, Italy, and Spain should cover it. Moon declination is positive again, reaching maximum on Tuesday the 22nd with associated long moon windows and high peak elevation. Path losses continue to fall until perigee today, Sunday the 20th. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, but Thursday the 24th sees the moon and sun close in the sky until early in the following week. And that's all from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me until next week.